Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
The Trump administration says it's launched investigations into 34 Illinois school districts concerning sexual orientation and gender ideology. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division announced on Thursday it's investigating whether the districts included such content in any class curriculum for grades pre-K through 12. It's also reviewing whether the districts notified parents of what it says is a, quote, right to opt their children out of such instruction, end quote. The school districts nearby include Bloomington, East Dubuque, and Galena. Others are located across the state from the Chicago area to far south Illinois. The Department of Justice announced similar investigations at Michigan school districts in February. Some special education services in Iowa could see an increase in funding under the education budget now headed to the governor's desk for signature. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports.
The Iowa School for the Deaf will see around a 6% increase in funding, and education services for blind and visually impaired students will see a 2% bump in state dollars. The budget also includes new funds for teacher training to help better serve students with dyslexia. Republican Representative Dan Gelbach of Urbandale managed the bill.
There also is a $335,000 appropriation for dyslexia endorsements that allows in-service teachers to be trained in how to teach reading better and become experts in dyslexia, and also helping just be better teachers in general.
The budget also includes more money for the Teach Iowa Scholar Program, which provides bonuses for teachers in shortage areas. Overall, the proposed budget allocates more than $1 billion from the general fund for educational services. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
The Bettendorf Police Department is preparing to launch a new drone first responder program. Police Chief Doug Scott says the two remote control aircraft are meant to help officers better assess situations like crashes and fires.
We're trying to get to scenes eyes on a little quicker to be able to make better decisions as we're arriving, and hopefully be able to produce some better outcomes for our community with this technology.
The Bettendorf City Council authorized police to buy the drones last month. Scott says the system includes privacy safeguards. Cameras are angled toward the horizon during flight and only activated once the drone reaches a specific emergency area. They will not be used to monitor protests or flights, and flight logs, including maps and reasons for deployment, will also be made public. The new police drones will be gradually integrated into daily police operations over the next few months. New single and two-family homes would need to have passive radon mitigation systems installed under a bill now headed to the governor's desk for signature in Iowa. Passive mitigation systems use a vent pipe but don't have a fan or use electricity. Republican Representative Hans Wills of Ottumwa managed the bill.
It's not every day we can pass legislation that will directly save lives for this generation and generations to come. This bill is a bipartisan. In fact, it's fiscally responsible and is a necessary shield for Iowa families.
The EPA has designated all of Iowa as Zone 1, meaning all counties are at risk for high levels of radon. The agency states that radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking. Meanwhile, the Iowa Senate has approved Steve Lacy and Peter County to the board overseeing the state's universities. Governor Kim Reynolds appointed Lacy and County to the Board of Regents in December. Lacy was the former CEO of the media company Meredith Corporation and currently serves on the Center for Intellectual Freedom Advisory Council at the University of Iowa. County is a former Republican state lawmaker from Des Moines and is the executive director of the Iowa State Blue Fair Blue Ribbon Foundation. Iowa's Democratic candidate for governor, Rob Sand, is calling for more tax incentives and funding for farmers to implement conservation practices as part of his plan to improve water quality and public health. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has more.
Sand is proposing income and property tax credits for farmers who use conservation and nutrient reduction practices. He also wants to boost funding for water quality monitoring and create a system to notify Iowans when nitrates in drinking water approach the federal limit. In an interview with IPR, Sand didn't say if he'd rule out pursuing farm regulations, which some water quality advocates say are needed to address pollution.
I think that we'll see real substantial improvement if we actually invest in monitoring and we invest in conservation programs in a way that politicians so far just haven't been willing to, despite the fact that Iowans across the political spectrum want these films.
Sand says livestock operators' manure management records should be accessible to the public, and he wants to invest in digesters that convert manure into biogas. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.